This is The Writing Life with Ann Croker. Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals by being more curious, creative, and productive. I'm Ann Croker, writing coach, author, editor, and friend. In the last episode, we discussed the urgency of acting on ideas. I quoted an editor my parents worked with who shouted, "Never, never, never sit on a story." I warned you not to let somebody scoop you because that idea was given to you. So take action, I said, and write. Today, I want to encourage you that if you waited a few beats too long and your idea was written up and sent out by someone else, you have some options. The first is to simply let it go. In many cases, it's not worth wasting any more of your mental or emotional energy kicking yourself, regretting the delay, or feeling envious toward the person who got it out there before you did. Ideas aren't copyrighted, so you really don't have ownership of it, and there are plenty of other ideas. Funnel the energy of those feelings into a big brainstorming session to see if you can generate a long list of new ideas and move on. Move on to something else, something that excites you. I seriously doubt you only have one idea in you. If you had one great idea, you'll have many others. And I think you'll find as your writing life continues to evolve and expand, this loss will fade away. One day you'll look back and realize you've gone on to do much more interesting and creative work to be fretting about the one that got away. So if you're set on one idea and somebody beat you to it, option one is to let it go and move on to new ideas. You have other options, though. One possibility is that you were never really scooped, that your idea is still viable. If you were going to write about, let's say, a book about shoes, maybe you have an idea about learning about people through their shoes as if they're a tool for understanding and revealing personality types. But while you were talking about your idea with friends and you didn't make much progress on it, suddenly a book about the history of shoes comes out and ends up on the New York Times bestseller list, and you're devastated. You were going to write a book about shoes and someone beat you to it. Before you give up and let it go, take a look at the version that came out, written by the person who you feel scooped you. You might see that the book about the history of shoes is completely different from your idea about shoes revealing who we are. That author didn't scoop you at all. In fact, if someone came out with a book about shoes and it was a runaway success, it might be an indicator that you're on to something. It's showing you that this is the perfect time for you to write that book or essay or article because the world is more curious than ever to read about shoes. So whatever your idea is, and I assume it's not about shoes since I just made that up for illustrative purposes, see if maybe the person who wrote a book or article or essay on the same idea or story you plan to write actually wrote a much different piece. If so, this is your chance. Don't delay. Get busy writing up your idea. Another possibility is that your idea and the other idea that came out first really are too similar for you to continue without a more dramatic shift. Back to the shoe idea. Let's say you were planning to focus heavily on the history of shoes in your book. So when you read the book that came out, you feel like, oh, this is way too close to my idea. Well, you can let it go, like we already said. Or you could let it grow into something a little different than you first imagined. In your curious, creative, and capable hands, the idea can be adapted. And you can still write about it, giving it a different slant geared for a more focused demographic, or combining the idea with something else. So one way to slant your idea is to write it for a particular audience. In the hypothetical shoe idea, maybe you write a short piece specifically for moms of preschoolers about shoes and feet and developmental stages involved in learning to walk. It becomes super sweet and specific, and you market it through parenting magazines or even pediatricians. When you zero in on a demographic like that, you can frame your idea accordingly, and that focus will allow you to pitch to a publication targeting that specific audience. Or if it's a book, yours would be shelved in a completely different location than others. In our hypothetical example, the book on the history of shoes would most likely be in the history section, whereas your idea of shoes as an indicator of personality type, that first idea, it might end up in sociology or psychology. Or if you wrote a book about kids and shoes, that could end up in parenting. Another way your idea can grow is to combine it with something else. That shoe book could be about shoes and celebrities, or shoes across cultures. So that's yet another way to let your idea grow and evolve to become different enough to find its own place in the market. So if you feel like you've been scooped, it's possible you did get scooped and you need to simply let it go and move on to new ideas. But before you abandon your idea completely, maybe you'll find you haven't really been scooped. Maybe you'll see that your idea is quite a bit different than the piece that came out before yours. If so, continue with your idea as originally planned. Or maybe you'll see that your original idea did get scooped, but if you're willing, you can let it grow, tweaking yours so it can find readers who have been waiting for someone to write beautifully on this topic. It might require letting go of your original vision for the topic, but by finding a more specific way to explore it, letting it grow into something with a new angle or audience, the idea may be richer and more interesting than you first imagined. As you dig in to do the work on this topic, I hope to supply you with a lot of encouragement along the way. If you visit my website, annkroeker.com, you'll find that I have a series called Write in the Middle. One of the articles in that series is on writing in the middle of everyday distractions. It offers 7 strategies to get back on track. And another is on creating a distraction-free zone so you can really dig in and do some serious work on your topic. Everywhere we meet, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals by being more curious, creative, and productive.